Hi, everybody. I'm Gloria Moraga. Welcome to Movie Monday. And I'm going to be Debbie Downer this Movie Monday. I've got some films that I wholeheartedly disliked. One is a series that I mentioned before on Apple TV. The second is that special Saturday night HBO movie. And so let's get to it. Let's go. First, Defending Jacob. I had mentioned this before. I'm going to tell you now, do not subscribe to Apple TV. If you do, you will be sorry. It is a waste of money. I am going to cancel my subscription as soon as I finish Movie Monday. Okay, gonna talk about Defending Jacob. Let me be fair. I was mesmerized by it. I liked all the actors. I actually loved the acting, and I thought the acting was great. And it was based on a popular book, so I thought, well, how bad can it be? And then I signed up for Apple TV so I could see it. It was disappointing. I did not read the book. Maybe that's why I disliked the film so much. But one reason why I didn't like it, and this is a theme throughout my life, I was really disappointed in the ending. It had an ambiguous ending. Not a bad ending. Like people say, oh, Gloria, you just don't like sad endings. Well, I don't like sad endings. Oh, gosh, I've got my fan on. All right, well, I'm going to just go ahead and continue with the fan. And if it's really bad, I'll just redo it because I've already launched. Okay. No, I don't like ambiguous endings because you're never quite sure what happened. I hate this. I want a beginning, a middle, and an end. I want it to end in some way. I want resolution. You know, I know why. I know why I don't like to go to films I don't like films that are not resolved at the end. You never know what's going to happen, and then you die. And then what happens after you're dead? I don't know. Some of us know, some of my cousins know, we're going to heaven, but still, you don't really know. Not really. Life is ambiguous enough. I want some resolution in my movies. I want a good ending. So this film, Defending Jacob, had one of those weird cop-out endings, and I'm not going to say any more. I'm just going to say I didn't like it, and I wouldn't recommend it, and I say don't waste your time, and unless you just want to watch some good actors, you know, act, and then you'll be disappointed in the whole overall story. There are other films that I hate because they have non-ending endings. Because if I didn't say it before, I'm going to say it again. It's cheap. It's a cop-out. It's like, oops, we're running out of money. Let's just end here. And one of the movies that was like that was No Country for Old Men. It's a 2001 movie. And wow. Okay, so Joel and Ethan Coen, love them. Love the bros. The stars, love all the stars. Tommy Lee Jones, he played the sheriff. Xavier Bardem, I think he won the Academy Award for this movie. He plays the villain, and he is super wonderful. He's got like a mo haircut, and he's really evil. And then Josh Brolin. Josh Brolin's like one of the main characters, and we follow him throughout No Country for Old Men. Well, here's what happened. We're following Josh Brolin, following Josh Brolin, following Josh Brolin. And then all of a sudden something happens in a motel. And then we don't know what happened to Josh Brolin. And it's like, wow, this is what? When I was watching the reception, where'd he go? Is that him? Oh, we didn't see it. We've been watching him like painstakingly through everything that he went through and chasing a coyote and finding, you know, being chased by dogs and going over the border to Mexico and collapsing by a mariachi band. You know, it's like, and then poof, no more Josh Brolin. I mean, Josh Brolin's like, what happened to him? And then same thing with the bad guy tracking down Josh Brolin's either wife or girlfriend, because I was so shook up by the whole movie. But at that point, I think they might have been married, but maybe they weren't. and something happens there and you're not sure. And my friend, Craig Costco, said, Gloria, of course you know what happened, because he looked down at his shoe. And I said, you don't know. And he said, oh, yeah, we know. Then, right after that scene, a car hits him. And he kind of, well, he limps away, okay? And then comes up Tommy Lee Jones, and he has this big discussion about a depressing how this is not a country for old men. Whoa. All right. I mean, you know, I watched it. The acting was great, but, you know, it's the same thing. Ambiguous ending. And I hate that. Finally, Natalie Portman. I swore I would never watch another Natalie Portman movie. First of all, I hated her in Star Wars. I kept thinking, isn't Anakin, isn't he kind of young for her? And isn't this like child molestation, you know, later when she's hooking up with him after he was like a little boy when she met him? I mean, there was that. And then she becomes Thor's girlfriend. I swooned at the end of the second Thor movie when they got together. It was like the highlight of my life up to that point. Okay, not really, but you know what I'm saying. Then she didn't do Ragnarok. And how can she just leave Thor? How could you leave Thor? You can't. I mean, that's the answer. Okay, you can't. But she did, and apparently she had some sort of a, got mad at the Marvel people because they fired the director from the last film, and she was upset about that, so she didn't want to do it anymore. Well, that's not our fault. That's not my fault as a fan. Don't put it on me. So it's like, okay, I'm not doing Natalie Portman anymore. I'm not watching any more of her movies. If she's in it, I'm not going to see it. Well, the HBO movie this week, you know, and I subscribed to HBO and I'm not going to not watch it. It was Lucy in the Sky. Yep, Beatles. Lucy in the Sky. I don't know if that's a violation, whatever. I'm going to stop singing. I had to see it because it's based on a true story. Remember the astronaut who traveled across country? She was a stalker of another astronaut. And you see my eyes get all excited because it's like, wow, you know, this is something I want to see. She got cans of gas and snacks and such and got in her car. And it was like a mission. Lift off. She was going to go track down this guy who dumped her, another astronaut. Seems that she was a happily married woman. She got back from space. And this astronaut started pursuing her and invited her to the bowling league. And he said, oh, look, you know, and he pointed to his patch that showed that he had been to space. And he told her, we are part of the club now. And she fell for it. She fell for it all. She fell for him hard. And, you know, she was married. And she's happily married to this great actor that I really love. And that's a whole other story. But she falls for this guy. She's married. Then she's training still to go back up in space for the next mission, because when she was up in space, there's nothing greater. Of course there's nothing greater. Of course you can't come back down to Earth and have anything down here compared to up there. She was out in space, and it was so quiet and peaceful. There were no sounds like the fan behind me. I mean, I'm telling you right now, all these kids in this house screaming at each other all the time and fighting and the noise and the dog barking. And I mean, I would love being floating up in space. And she was out in space and they said, okay, it's time to go back in now. And she said, just a few more minutes. And she was out there floating around looking down at the lights on Earth. And then she looked up and the sun started coming up over Earth. Well, yeah. Yeah, come back and clean the litter box. See if that's going to top being up in space. So she comes back and she's really having a rough time and she's really training hard because she wants to go up there again. And then she hooks up with this guy who's a playboy. You know, he's an astronaut playboy. And there's another girl who is a woman who's on the track, bumps into her, and she's trying out for the next space trip. Well, you guessed it. He dumps Natalie Portman's character and hooks up with the other character. And then the playboy astronaut writes a memo and says, she's being a little weird. Maybe we should go with this other woman. And of course, the other woman is his new girlfriend. And so this just devastates the Natalie Portman character. This is like a true story. And so he's going off with the new girlfriend to San Diego or something. So she decides she's got to follow him and, you know, gun him down or destroy him in some way. So she does. And this really happened. And the woman astronaut, you know, had cans of gasoline in her car and diapers. She wore diapers to go cross country because she never stopped for the bathroom because she needed to get to San Diego and confront the playboy astronaut. So that really happened. Except in the movie on HBO, they cut the diaper scene. Why? I don't know. I mean, maybe Natalie Portman didn't want to do it. Like, she didn't want to play in Thor 3. Anyway, I can say that this movie, Lucy in the Sky, was 2 hours and 10 minutes. That's 2 hours and 10 minutes of my life that I want back. Give it back. It was just, okay. You know, there were like about 30 minutes that were enjoyable when she was crazy, you know, going across country. The rest, forget it. They dragged it out too long. I mean, the whole scene about space being wonderful, yeah, duh. That, they could have done that in like 10 minutes. Of course nothing tops that. Of course you want to be up there. Sorry. Three downers on Movie Monday. Maybe it's the horrible situation that's going on in our country. You know, we've got some bad times here. We have unemployment at its highest ever. We've got COVID. We've got all these warnings about we're going to start going back to school and doing things and opening the hair salons, but we're all going to die. So we live in that fear, and I don't want to live in fear, and I'm not doing it anymore. And now we've got the riots, and we've got a few bad, bad apples, you know, tainting all cops. And I've been watching, and it's just horrible that, you know, we've got people shooting, firing at cops, and we've got cops really, some of them firing back, but the majority of them standing stoically there and taking it. And then we've got other great people trying to calm the demonstrators down as they march for civil rights. And then we've got the horrible people who are looting. And it's just tragic. And maybe that's why Movie Monday's a big fat downer. I'm Gloria Moraga. I'm gonna go watch a movie. Please subscribe.